This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is this newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
As we celebrate today's feast of the Epiphany, we recall, as we heard in the Gospel, the journey of the Magi, whose goal was to encounter a king. When considering what their expectations of that king might have been, perhaps they might have lined up better with the conditions surrounding the earthly king who they encountered on the way, King Herod, who had many palaces and great earthly power. But Herod wasn't the king they sought. And I wonder if their hearts dropped in their chests a bit when they saw the place at which their journey was to end, an ordinary house. And upon entering that ordinary house, all they would have found, at least apparently, were an ordinary mother and an ordinary child. Surely their expectations were greater than that which they discovered. And I wonder what they really thought when they arrived, at least at first. But any disappointment that they might have had must have been overcome, because the scriptures tell us that they were overjoyed, and they prostrated themselves and did him homage. In spite of all appearances, they were able to discern in the baby Jesus a true king, because they put their faith in the sign that they knew was from Almighty God, the star. The function of the star was to bring the Magi to encounter the body of Christ, present in the world at that moment, solely in Bethlehem. Our encounters with God also rely on signs, because we too find him in places that we might not expect. When we first heard that there is a God, that an all-powerful being exists, and we wanted to have an encounter with the living God, just as the Magi came to worship the newborn king, we probably expected that we would be in for some sort of unmissable manifestation, some sort of thunderclap or lightning bolt. Instead, to encounter the living God, we walk into a church and see a tiny piece of what seems simply to be bread, worshiped by a community of people who often feel their brokenness and suffering, led by shepherds who are so often disappointing. And yet, if God were only content to make himself known in the mighty and the grand, if it were only at moments of joy that we could discern the presence of God, it would be difficult to believe him when he says that he loves us. Rather, God came to earth as a baby and continues to dwell among us, even now, under forms that are disconcerting in their ordinariness, as a sign that he loves us, because he wants to be with us, not just here and now, but forever. So taking God at his word that he is love, then both what seems to be simply bread on the altar and the community gathered around the altar, if we read the signs, or to use another word that means sign, if we read the sacraments, then we see true manifestations of God, the body of Christ made present in the Eucharist, and the body of Christ, which is the church, which the Second Vatican Council rightly calls the universal sacrament of salvation. All of this naturally has consequences in the way we are called to live. Today's lesson is that the journey home of the Magi reminds us that we need to follow the signs to get to where we're going, of which the Magi's route shows us two. The first sign is our companions on the journey, which are the members of the church. The second, which is the route we take away from Herod, away from evil, and the way away from evil is the Eucharist. The Magi remind us of the importance of traveling in community. Journeying and even worshiping together is sometimes difficult, as the Magi surely knew, and occasionally we find ourselves wandering a bit off the path, going off to our own places, away from the community. We don't usually wander off suddenly. Our path back will too often be gradual. St. Elizabeth Seton once said, "Our dear Savior was never in extremes, and so it is in our spiritual lives as well." So we stay together because we are united by our Lord and bound by love for each other as his body. Given the example of the newborn Lord, whose very birth is proof of his love. We have to make sure, though, that that love is shown by the way we live, with the mercy and kindness in the way we treat each other, because we are a family gathered around the Lord, who is our Savior and our brother. The Eucharist, on the other hand, is the path that leads away from Herod, away from evil. Jesus calls himself the way, so the Eucharist has to be for us too the way, as we move closer and closer to the Lord, bit by bit. We can't lose patience with ourselves or with him as we try to follow him along that way. If God were to make us perfect all at once, we would miss the lessons that we have to learn along the journey, which teach us to see God's face, even in our disappointments and our unmet expectations. Because only by following the signs of God's love will we be the witnesses to that love that God empowers us to be, which the world needs. The Eucharist helps us to realize that, because when we approach him in prayer and receive him with recollection about who it is we are encountering when we come to communion, we know how much we're filled up with his love and how we can trust his companionship as he helps us to live according to the example that he has given us, above all, in the testimony of the cross. So often in our lives, our own epiphanies, our own revelations come when our expectations are unmet or our hopes seem to end in disappointment. This is true even in our spiritual lives and in our relationship with the church. But let's not give up on God or on the church, because it's here that we encounter Jesus Christ, who alone is the fulfillment of all our desires. It can sometimes only be in our frustrated expectations that we meet Christ. just as it was for the Magi. When we truly encounter him, the words of the prophet will be made true forever. As the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, the wealth of the nations shall be brought to you. May the signs, the riches of the sacraments of the church, and the wealth of the Eucharist soothe all our disappointments and heal the brokenness of our dashed expectations with the balm of the presence of Jesus Christ, who alone is that which we desire, who alone heals us with his love and with his peace.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.